A local government is stepping in with financial help to prevent another UW System branch campus from closing. It's Monday, April 22nd, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department is partnering with an organization to help fix broken taillights. And in Wausau, a fundraiser by a local pastor raised tens of thousands of dollars to pay off students' school lunch debts. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
University of Wisconsin-Platteville's two-year campus at Baraboo Sauk County is facing a projected budget deficit. Margaret Faust reports the County Board of Supervisors is now stepping in to help.
The board voted 28-1 in favor of setting aside $780,000 over the next 2 years for the campus. The money will go towards maintenance upkeep. Tim McCumber is the Sauk County Board Chair. He says the board wants to support the future of the campus.
People learning and having knowledge and contributing to, you know, our society and our economies are important to us as a whole. So we need to protect these assets the best we can.
Enrollment at the school has fallen by more than half since 2014. It's the smallest branch campus in the UW system. The announcement follows closures at several two-year state colleges. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A county prosecutor will not pursue criminal charges against Republican Representative Janelle Branchin in connection with an alleged scheme to evade campaign finance laws. Waukesha County District Attorney Susan Opper announced her decision in a letter to the Wisconsin Elections Commission on Friday. Opper said telephone recordings submitted to her office as part of the investigation would not be allowed as evidence in court. The Ethics Commission referred the case for prosecution in February. It alleged that Branchin worked with others to evade campaign finance laws to support Republican Adam Steen's campaign for the Republican State Assembly. Steen narrowly lost a Republican primary against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Opper said that her decision not to prosecute the case should not be interpreted to mean that Branchin's actions were lawful or laudable. She suggested the Ethics Commission could still prosecute a civil case against Branchin. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher was planning to resign from office last week, but he delayed those plans in order to support a foreign aid package assisting Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. After voting against impeaching President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security Secretary in February, Gallagher announced that he would resign on April 19th. Last week, he told reporters he's staying on longer to support a package of foreign aid bills and his legislation that could ban social media app TikTok in the United States. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan blamed Gallagher's fellow Republican representatives for his early exit from Washington.
I'm glad that Mike was a normal Republican where we could disagree but do it without being disagreeable. But ultimately, you know, he left that caucus for some of the same reasons that we criticize it. They're just unable to govern.
The House passed the funding bills and the TikTok bill over the weekend. The packages now head to the Senate before going to President Joe Biden's desk. The Environmental Protection Agency has listed two PFAS chemicals as hazardous substances under the Superfund law. The designation allows the EPA to clean up the chemicals faster and force polluters to pay. Regulators will target PFAS manufacturers, but not farmers or water utilities. Attorney Rob Lee with Midwest Environmental Advocates says the most contaminated areas could now qualify as Superfund sites.
Some of those could be eligible for a listing there and maybe be prioritized for funding or special attention for EPA. But other than that, the vast majority of sites here in Wisconsin, like the vast majority of sites across the country, will continue to be overseen by state regulators.
The EPA is reviewing whether the towns of Peshtigo and Stella may now qualify as Superfund sites. State regulators are reviewing the new designation before it takes effect this summer. If you're pulled over for a broken taillight by the University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department, you could end up with a voucher instead of a ticket. Sarah Lear has more on the initiative that launched this month.
The university's police department is the first in Wisconsin to partner with Lights On. That national organization is funding half the cost of a program in which drivers stopped for certain equipment violations are given a voucher for repairs. Sherman Patterson is a vice president with Lights On. He says one of the program's goals is improving police-community relations.
And at the same time, we're addressing a public safety issue because someone can get hurt or even killed due to a blown headlight, taillight, or turn signal, especially at night.
Lights On started in 2017 after a police officer fatally shot Philando Castile during a traffic stop in Minnesota. Castile, who is Black, had allegedly been pulled over for a broken taillight. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a Wausau area pastor raised more than $25,000 in less than a week to pay off students' school lunch debts. Rob Menser has more on the fundraiser.
Yao Yang is an Iraq War veteran and the pastor for the Cross Church in Schofield. He says he wanted to raise funds for students whose families struggle to pay for school lunches. The donations he received will wipe out debts in the Wausau School District and the neighboring D.C. Everest District. Yang says he feels a personal connection to the issue.
I grew up in poverty, and there are times in which my family struggled to eat, and I just don't think that we, as an American society, should ever leave our children to go hungry.
School districts offer free and reduced price lunches to some poor families. For 2 years, additional federal funding allowed districts to provide free meals to all students. That funding ended last fall. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be in your podcast feed every single weekday morning, just like we always are. So if you hit subscribe, you don't got to do anything else. We'll just be there automatically for you. Have a great rest of your day. Great start to the work week. We'll talk to you again soon.